reminding you to pray for America
in daily corporate prayer.
Don't you think I know what That was Flesh Eater with the track Comfort Zone, a standalone single featuring none other than Fiona Apple. Yeah, seriously, go back and listen to it. That song's crazy in a good way, very compelling, very abrasive and dancey and just fascinating. And that's literally Fiona Apple, not an AI, not someone that sounds sort of like Fiona Apple. That is Fiona Apple on the track. Very impressive. You know, Flesh Eater, I think, might have moved to New York City. I don't fault them for that. New York is a wonderful place to live. Lots of opportunities. Hopefully they're having a blast up there. But you know what? When this was released, they lived in Nashville, and I'm still counting them as alumni because this is my show, and I get to set the rules. So Flesh Eater, Fiona Apple, thank you so much for that just fascinating experience. Prior to that was Becca Mancari with the track It's Too Late off of Left Hand. We talked about this on the last episode. I hope Becca Mancari finds all of the success they ever want to find in the world because I get so much enjoyment out of this creation. It is just a phenomenal record. There's something melancholy and dancey about that, and just there's a depth of emotion there that's very hard to articulate, but absolutely crushing it. Do go listen to Left Hand. It is one of those records that should be up on your shelf in the regular listens kind of pile, kind of stack. You know what I'm saying? That's where it should be. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable tracks from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 373. This is part of a large backlog of releases. If you see a We Own This Town Music episode that's called Radio Radio and then a Roman numeral, that's because we're trying to work through a backlog of releases that I did not get to talk about in 2023. Radio Radio seemed like a more fun way of saying we're working through a backlog than actually saying the word backlog. Like if this episode was called Backlog 23, you'd be like, I'm not listening to that. Maybe Radio Radio 23, maybe that intrigues you a bit more. I hope. I mean, if you're hearing me say this, you were intrigued enough to make it this far. This episode is sponsored and it's brought to you by Abandonware, a dad hat shop of abandoned and beloved software. If you are a person of a certain age, like myself, or maybe you have a parent or someone in your life that is of a certain age that played a lot of computer games when they were young in the 80s and early 90s, this is the place for you. Go to abandonware.online and check out all of the designs that they have. You can use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. I just recently ordered a hat for the game Rodents Revenge. You may not have heard of this, but you can Google it. You can look it up and play it. Still to this day, you play a small mouse that tries to trap cats so that they do not eat you. It's very pixel-based, and it's a lot of just moving a couple pixels around to move some other pixels around and block them off. But isn't that what all video games are? Just moving pixels around. Anyway, I like abandonware.online a whole lot. I literally own the products myself. I do wear these hats. You will see me out and about if you know who I am. And you'll see me wearing a Rodent's Revenge hat. It's corduroy and it's red. It's awesome. Big fan of it. So hit up abandonware.online and use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. And now we will get into some more music because that's why you came here. Let's hear something from Hikomori. This is Wait.
Thank you.
That was Cannon with the track G. Anton off of the album Cannon. Kind of an avant-garde offering, but you know what? I love it. Absolutely love it. 5 minutes and 40 seconds of free form playing around and some just wailing saxophone. I kind of got into this because Dylan Smith from Faster is Faster is a member of the band, but the saxophone kept me there. Dylan got me there. Chris Watts kept me there. Thank you so much for that. The entire Canon release is awesome. I hope you like that song as much as I do. Phenomenal. Prior to that was Cool Runnings with the track Brunettes off of the album Dracula is Only the Beginning. Truth be told, that is a release from 2011. The person who was Cool Runnings now lives in Knoxville, and they perform under the name The New Romantics. But for some strange reason, this release popped up on Bandcamp as brand new. In 2023, it was like, hey, check out Cool Runnings. Dracula is Only the Beginning. And I was like, hey, this looks familiar. Do I know this? And yes, I do, because it's from 2011 when I originally got it, and it's still good. Absolutely love that song. I've played it on the show before, probably 10 or 12 years ago, and it's great. Do go check that out, and then go check out the New Romantics out of Knoxville, because I think that is more of the priority for that person that's making that music. And we started that set off with Hikomori and the track Wait off of Love Illusion. That is a full-length album from Hikomori, 19 tracks in total. We've played Hiko on the show many times before. Go check it out. Sample-based DJ stuff all over the map in terms of styles, but very compelling beats and breaks and samples and just vibes. So many good vibes. All right, let's not talk about the music too much more. You heard it. You liked it. Let's get into more of it. Let's just enjoy it. Here's three more songs coming your way. This is Sad Speller with Backpedal.
Through the night. got something intended.
Tatiana Estina with the track Sadder Than I Thought, the remix off of The Yearning. I don't know a ton about Tatiana, but we have played them on the show before. Just some quality rock and roll. They label themselves as Afro Grunge, and I gotta say, seems appropriate. I'm not sure what makes that song The Remix, but there are some really intense lyrics there. Go back and listen to it again. I believe at one point they said, "I don't see myself as valuable as a piece of existence." Oh, God, that's intense. Those are some intense lyrics. But I guess if your song is called Sadder Than I Thought, that kind of makes sense. Tatiana, I hope you're doing all right. You do matter. We care. You are valuable. Obviously, here you are being played on the show, and we are all enjoying it. Prior to that was Levi J. Miller with Out of the Woods, Into the Dungeon off of the album It's Not the End of the World. We played Levi J. Miller on a prior episode, and you know, great songwriter. Hopefully these intense songs are not coming from personal experience and he's just channeling something. Out of the Woods, Into the Dungeon. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe it's just D&D. Who knows? Big fan of that. We'll likely play more Levi J. Miller in the future. And we started our set off with Sad Speller and the track Backpedal off of What Do You Mean? I think Sad Speller used to be called something else and then they renamed themselves. I don't recall the history specifically, but I am a big fan of what they've been putting out for the last little bit. They call themselves Ambient Bedroom Rock. And you know what? I love the production style. So if that is Ambient Bedroom Rock, I'm in. Really enjoyed that song. Hope you did as well. Go check out more from Sad Speller. They don't have anything that's not enjoyable. Speaking of not enjoyable, let's get into our last set of the show here. We're going to crank up the intensity quite a bit. This is Maiden Mother Crone with Patterns of Man. We'll be right back.
City State Park. You can make jewelry, you can drink concrete. But when you get stoned, you can be holding someone's hand. She doesn't have a name either. When folks walk into the garden, you say, watch your head. Don't mind the sculptures. They're made of space trash wrapped in vulture bones and polyester bricks and plastic. You hear that word? You feel that spit? Sweeter than honey spilled into tea. The devil's in the sky, but where's in Tennessee? And you dropped me off here and picked me up there years and years and years and years and years ago. And there's nothing better than a free ride. But if I'm trapped in this car,
that was Soot with the track Milk off of the split release Idlewild. They did that with the band Wax. It is fucking badass. Absolutely love that. If you have not heard the Idlewild release yet, get into it. I absolutely love that song. I love every song on that release. Both those bands are fantastic. Go listen to both of them. There's nothing more I can say about it. Prior to that was The Absurd with the track Like a Hurricane off of the Nox EP. You know, I got this labeled as metal, but I don't think that that's necessarily the appropriate single genre to put on there. There's like a classic rock throwback feel. Like you can hear the influences of like Sabbath happening there, but there's also a bunch of like spacey rock happening as well. Very intriguing. Very much interested in hearing more. I think there was a new single that came out in February of 2024 this year. Really need to check that out. Maybe you will as well. And the top of that set was Maiden Mother Crone with the track Patterns of Man off of the album The Sky Lay Still While All Around Us Fell. Maiden Mother Crone, they do it right. They do big epic metal songs right. And if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you have heard them on here before, maybe from this album, actually. And it's great. It's very good stuff. So if you're into that style of metal music that kind of grows and envelops you and maybe tells a story and then melts your face off, go get into it. And that is it. That is our show. Thank you so much for listening. This has been We Own This Town Music. I'm Michael Leeds. Find us on Instagram at We Own This Town. I knew I'd forgot something here at the end of the episode. Last few episodes, kind of forgot to say this. How would you ever find us? We Own This Town on Instagram. I got to tell you, it's at We Own This Town. We also have a website, weownthistown.net. Yeah, people still have .net sites, and we got one of them, at least for the time being. That sounded foreboding, but it doesn't mean anything. Check out our sponsor, Abandonware, at abandonware.online. Use code WOTT at checkout for $5 off your order. Send us music, say hello on the internet, or just tell a friend about this. Honestly, the best thing you could do is tell a friend about this show. That would make my day. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk at you later. Bye.